This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay. Record most secure border ever. That's incredible. Most secure border ever, at least since stats have been kept, proving it can happen. It's possible. It was always possible if you had the will to do it.
Well, and also what exactly the Democrats were telling us all along was an absolute positive lie.
Yes.
That you have to have legislation to change this, that the chief executive did not have the power to do it and was unable to do it. That was a lie. Period. End of story. No discussion.
And that Trump, remember, was standing in the way.
Yeah.
Trump was standing in the way, and he didn't want Congress to solve the border problem because then he couldn't run on it. And so what we really needed was to pass the bill. And the bill was horrible.
Yeah.
It would have mandated that we allow almost 3 million illegals in every year before the border could be closed. It was a little over 5,000 a day.
Basically,
they
had to leave the gate open until thousands every day came through, and then they could close the gate.
Yes.
But then the next day, they'd have to open the gate and let thousands through, and then they could close the gate.
And then they could close the gate. In other words, what happened, and we now know this, we didn't know it at the time, the piece of information we did not have at the time, was that Kamala Harris had never led in a poll and against Trump. We didn't know that, and they knew it. And so what they were trying to do was use Republicans, to a handful of Republicans, to pass that bill, knowing they're going to have to, if Trump wins, they're going to have to close the border. It was their last play. Well, we'll push him to pass this bill. We'll lie to our people and tell them we could totally do it. We could close the border, but only if we pass this bill. And that will force us to, force Trump to leave the border open by law. That would have been a disaster. Can you imagine? The Biden invasion would have continued.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
By law.
Yeah.
But it's not happening, thank God. And it didn't happen. And this proves Trump was not lying. The Democrats were whole time. You can fix the border.
Well, and they were getting cover from the mainstream media, too, the whole time, because they were going along with the lie and refusing to look into the accuracy of what the Democrats were saying. Positively refused to look at it.
And remember the stacks of lies before that, because they were quite extensive. The border is secure. It's totally secure. That's just Republican talking, but they're making that up. That, remember that lie? That went on forever. At like first almost 2 years of the Biden administration while people flooded in at times of record numbers.
While Bill Malusian and his drone were taking pictures of all the sea of humanity that was seething through there.
And how did they fix that? They got the FAA to bar his drone from the air.
And then have them hide underneath the bridge.
Right. They try to hide him under the bridge. So then remember Malusian, I think, rented a helicopter. Some kind of plane and flew over that way. In other words, something that was allowed in order to film it. That was the extent they went to hide what I've called for a long time, accurately, it turns out, the border voter drive. Because that's exactly what it was. And then remember, they even went so far as to say, oh, you can't talk about replacement theory. No. That's a conspiracy theory. Well, now that's openly talked about because it's what they were doing. I mean, Tom Homan was talking about it just the other day on Fox News. It's what they were doing. And I even went back and found the clip of Joe Biden saying that's what they were planning to do. So they lie. But they don't want to tell you the truth about what's going on now. These numbers from Trump are absolutely unbelievable in terms of how good they are. In fact, I was looking at him yesterday, kind of said to my husband, why didn't Trump do this in his first term?
Yeah,
I mean, the legit criticism, right? Because they're so unbelievable. Illegal border encounters down by 95%. This is the important stat. Illegal immigrant gotaways, that's the top threat to public safety, because if you're running from the Border Patrol, you don't want to be caught. There's a reason for that. You know, especially under Biden, where you get the free phone, maybe get a social security number, get signed up for welfare. He'd break the law in five ways to get you on the welfare rolls, because that was illegal, what he did, signing them up for welfare. Why would you not turn yourself in? Well, it's because you're a terrorist, you're a drug kingpin, you're on the Interpol list of wanted criminals, or you're with the cartel, or you're trafficking drugs. There's no other reason that you wouldn't turn yourself in. Well, illegal immigrant gotaways, top threat to public safety, down 99%. And we know that for a fact because there's sensors in the ground. So we actually do know the accurate number of gotaways. It's not an estimate. Even Axiosly admitting overnight border crossings plunged to the lowest level in decades and perhaps ever recorded. The northern border sector, previously overrun by illegal immigrants, so that's with Canada, sees dramatic drop in crossings. We haven't seen anyone since November. And remember that Canada loosened their visa rules, a lot of people don't know this, to let just about anybody in without vetting. And so the world's terrorists, cartel hitmen, cartel high rollers, they were all coming in through Canada. They just walk right in. They let them in on a visa, wouldn't check, and walk right in. I think Trudeau did it on purpose to get them in here. In fact, it's been, almost a month now, we caught what they call the hitmen of hitmen. He is one of the top cartel hitmen from Mexico. He came in from Canada, not from Mexico. And that's they were just on their way in. That's all closed now. Because we caught him. In other words, before he would have just walked over. No big deal. Hey, you gonna vote Democrat? Want a phone? How about a social security number? How about one of those? Since taking office, Trump administration has arrested 150,000 illegal immigrants and deported 139,000 of them. They've released just 9 illegal immigrants into the U.S. That's a staggering 99.99% decrease over the same period last year with Joe Biden. Under Trump, border catch and release has dropped again 99.99% from the worst Biden month. And this is what I keep trying to tell people, Lee. This is Paul Perez. He is the head of the Border Patrol Union. He's the president of it. That the reason that this was, it wasn't just confusing and Biden wasn't trying hard enough and he's kind of senile and he's so confused, which is what you'll get if you listen to Fox News and sometimes even Newsmax. It's lazy reporting. Well, you know, Biden, he was incompetent. No, he was running the most competent and most effective border voter drive for replacement voters ever. Highly competent. And absolutely incredibly dangerous. Let me tell you why. Here's how we did it. Border Patrol Council President Paul Perez talks about the reason that we were getting mega invaded was because he had the Border Patrol and ICE sitting behind desks or facilitating it. In other words, switching sides and helping the cartels.
From the time that President Trump took over, he allowed us to actually do the job. So our guys are out there every day, whereas before we were behind a desk. We were facilitating the release of all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden let in under his previous administration, unvetted, unchecked, and to the tune of millions. So our guys weren't on the line. We were processing, we were detaining, we were transporting, we were doing everything we shouldn't be doing. And now our guys are out there on the line actually protecting the border. Yeah.
In fact, Biden, Lee, built, and Ken Paxton, I can't play this audio enough, I play it all the time, Attorney General of Texas, built the world's best human trafficking network. They were aiding and abetting the cartels.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
And how are they doing that? The Department of Homeland Security, whose only job is to secure the homeland, remember, had cut a deal with the cartels. They would call them up and pick up the illegals from the traffickers, completing the loop. You used to need a coyote to do that. Biden turned the government into a coyote.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before.
No.
And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah, people have died because of them. A lot of people. But that's over now. I got to hope the American people can figure out one thing, Lee, and this is what scares me about the way our site has incorrectly reported all of this, and we're doing it still. I heard it yesterday. Can't get it straight. This did not happen because Biden was incompetent. This did not happen because Biden was senile. This happens because Biden was stone cold evil and told us what he was going to do all the way back to the Obama administration. And the wave still continues, he said. And it's not going to stop. And it shouldn't stop. But as long as our side's out there telling voters, oh, well, you know, Biden meant to secure the border, but he was just incompetent, they're going to vote for Democrat again, thinking that was just a Biden thing. And we will have done that. That'll be us. That's on us. That's not even on them. We can't stop lying about it. And I don't know why. I don't know why. So we got to stop covering for the Democrats and tell the American people the truth. Child rapist, murderer, rape, fentanyl trafficking. More than 100 photos, rap sheets of illegal immigrants who were allowed to roam free in the hopes one day they would vote Democrat in the United States of America while killing, pillaging, and committing crime sprees. Their photos put out on the White House driveway, lining the whole drive, side to side to side. Why? Because a lot of interviews are done there. As people leave the White House, the press corps waits for them there. And so they made signs and put them up in the hopes of forcing the press corps to actually cover who the voters really are that Biden was letting in. And anybody could come in. I mean, if it was thought that you would vote Democrat, and you know, you were good. And it didn't matter who you were. It really didn't. I'm not lying. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of the ones on the driveway now is Rasmin Sankara. He's from Burkina Faso. Arrested, they got him April 22nd, 2025. He had a rape conviction in New York County, New York. When they say arrested, they mean picked up by the Trump administration. Otherwise, he was roaming free, like a predator on the plains, the way the Democrats like it. Rape conviction, New York County, New York. What was he doing? Oh, he's just wandering around after that. But well, we could have deported him. Yeah, we could have. But, I mean, he's a Democrat voter, though, probably. I mean, is that really fair? It's a little rape. I mean, you know, he probably didn't mean it. It was probably a misunderstanding. Or how about this guy? Jose Chicas Martinez, great guy. Comes from El Salvador. Yeah, he was picked up by the Trump administration on March 10th. His criminal history? Oh, dear. Let me edit this. Let me say a sexual act on a victim less than 13. Aggravated sexual battery, victim less than 13. Indecent liberties by guardian. Great guy. 46 years old. Got him. What is he doing? Why is he in Virginia? In a sanctuary city. So he's just wandering around. You know, like they do, roam free. Yeah. So what is the media going to do about this? Because remember, every one of these illegals to them and their sheeple is an innocent father from Maryland who just got caught up. He just, like, the Trump administration is so mean, and these people are not really that violent, really. I mean, there was a Lake and Riley thing and the 12-year-old raped by those two Trinidad Aragua members who killed her, one of whom was wearing one of Biden's monitoring bracelets. But those were one-offs, really. They were very rare. We cannot blame these illegals for that. There's not a lot of the, oh, wow, there's 100 posters right down the driveway side by side so you can't see anything else. What is the media to do? After all, they still want their footage of them asking tough questions to the Trump administration. How do you they've all decided to blur the posters. They're blurring the posters so that you cannot see the vote. I mean, the illegal immigrants and their charges. It's kind of brilliant, actually. MSNBC came up with it, and they declared that the illegal immigrants' identities would be protected. And their photos would be blurred. This is Maria Teresa Kumar. She's the CEO of Voto Latino. Well, there are no illegal immigrant votos who should be voting. Until that's a left, right? So she declares on MSNBC that the thing to do is to hide these photos and blur them out.
We don't know if they've had due process. We don't know if, in fact, these individuals do have a rap sheet. So I would encourage those individuals that have that as a backshot to blur those people out. The job of journalism is to ensure that we are presenting the facts, that we are cross-referencing.
We don't know if they've had due process. Folks, do you know how long it takes them to check the rap sheet for these guys? 5 minutes. They could check the rap sheet. So now their new big pretend is that, we don't know. The Trump administration is probably making this up. There's no rapists. They're great people. They just come here to vote Democrat, be free, and live off you on Social Security. 6,000 of them last week. Trump took their Social Security numbers. Why? They're here illegally. And they're terrorist or gang members. That was just the 6,000. Understand, there's another 5 million that Joe Biden illegally gave Social Security numbers to. Those just weren't criminals or terrorists or anything like that. But other than that, no, it's great. So you, we don't know if they've had due process. Yes, you do. Look it up. It's not hard. Besides, yes, the Trump administration, I'm sure they'll show it to you. I'm sure they will give you a printout if you wanted it. This is just an excuse to go on blurring their photos to keep their sheeple from seeing what they let into the country. Why? Because we had that poll last week. It was just last week. 69% of independents say, yeah, if somebody is a gang member or committed a crime, they should be deported. So this is, they're not doing this to us. They have to keep their sheeple from figuring out what they did and who they really are long enough so they could get the upper hand, not just on us, but on their sheeple. Why? Because we're in 80-20 issues now. Their sheeple, even Democrats, a plurality of them don't want men and women sports. So, I mean, they got to get the iron fist on their own sheeple too, not just us. It's not just us they want to repress. They need new voters. And by that, I don't just mean in the general election or to replace Republicans. I mean to replace their own voters who just don't get it or are not ready for anything that radical yet. Oh, I love these photos. Look at this. And they've got sexual abuse of a child arrested, first degree murder arrested, distribution of fentanyl arrested. And it goes right down the line. You see that as a liberal voter, you might start to ask, because a lot of them are not very well informed, okay? Some of them are the ones that are informed and are still liberal shock me, but a lot of the rest of them are just not very well informed. They can't have them see that kind of thing. So that's what they came up with. So that was the generally agreed upon strategy, how to hose the sheeple. And CNN's Jake Tapper was right on board, folks. So he presents the photo with everything properly blurred. Because, of course, they can't look it up, you understand. They cannot do that. It would be too hard. So we just have to blur it so you can't see sexual abuse of a child, first degree murder, distribution of fentanyl, penetration of a child under the age of 13. You can't see that because they can never know. It's like Hunter Biden's laptop, folks. New York Post verified it using compares with a cloud and emails from that, you know, were on the receiving end. They did it in a weekend. 2 to 3 years later, the mainstream media is like, yeah, no, we finally got around to figuring out if it was his laptop. And you know, it was. They can look these records up. They just refuse to. Here's CNN's Jake Tapper.
The Trump administration is approaching its first 100-day mark with a full court press on the issue of illegal immigration. And they really don't want you to miss it. So they subtly and tastefully decked the White House North Lawn with dozens of yard signs featuring photos of people that the Trump administration claims are in the country illegally. Each poster saying arrested and listing the alleged offensive with which they have been charged. CNN's working to confirm the identities and if there are actual allegations against these people. Until then, we are blurring their identities.
Yeah, he's got all their identities blurred. What do you want to bet? I'm going to be right about this. 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, when those are still up, they'll still be blurred. Because you know why? They're going to go confirm every one of them's right. And they can't show their people this. They can't show the sheeple. They can't. Because every illegal is just a misunderstood Maryland dad who likes to beat his wife from time to time. But look, she probably deserved it. Well, the cycle and the circle is complete. The media tells the lie. They surround you with it, wrap you in it like a blanket. Make you feel like you're nuts if you think otherwise. Then when they get away with the lie, they know they're lying the whole time. When they get away with the lie and the lie has served its purpose and achieved its aim or is no longer needed, they let you know they lied. It's one of the most bizarre parts of what the Democrats do. Again, I wouldn't do it. If I were them, I'd just let it slide. Let the history books be wrong. And know to myself I got away with it. But they can't. They can't do it. They got to let you know they got away with it. It's part of the playbook. They do it every time. They always tell us the truth later. The only reason I can figure for that, maybe you've got better ideas. You got one, hit me with it, is to demoralize people like me and like you who always see through the lie or do most of the time. So we just won't bother. We won't bother to fight. We won't bother to post, get banned, lose our YouTube account again. We won't even try because they're going to win. It's our way of mocking us at the end, maybe. I don't know. But last night, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, they did it again. Admitted. Yeah. We did it. We lied. We lied to you stupid sheeple about Biden's decline. Here's Alex Thompson with Axios.
President Biden's decline and its cover-up by the people around him is a reminder that every White House, regardless of party, is capable of deception. But being truth tellers also means telling the truth about ourselves. We, myself included, missed a lot of this story.
What a joke. We missed a lot of this story. Now you morons covered it up. Missed the story. Okay, sure. And I, folks, let me emphasize how powerful the effect of this actually was. My my brother, who is a hardcore liberal, but a you know, very, very large consumer of news. He's constantly taking in a lot of liberal news. He's always reading. And right after that Biden debate performance, he came to my house for dinner. He was there on the weekend. He's hanging out with us, right? And honestly, Biden's debate performance, remember about Trump, the one that really basically ended his campaign, was not his worst performance by far. I mean, I didn't think it was that bad compared to, gosh, I mean, stuff that had happened in the months before. And I said so. I mean, yeah, I guess if you'd been totally hosed by your media, you thought it was bad. But, I mean, you know, for Biden, that was probably about a 5. And I mean, he's regularly down among 2 or 3. I mean, his brain would just break. I played you so many. I mean, I stopped playing them after a while. They were everywhere. If you're with this guy 24/7, the White House press corps, there is no way you don't know he is gone mentally. And now they're pretending, the great pretend. Oh, we didn't know. But you know what's so funny? My brother was legitimately shell-shocked. And we were sitting around the table. And the kids, like when he said it, like, wow, I was shocked by that. He's really declined. I said, no, he was like that on the campaign trail in 2020. No, he went, yeah, no, he was. The kids are looking at each other like, how do you not know that? Because, I mean, they're just on TikTok. They're on, you know, they're not on TikTok, but they're on X and they see the videos. I mean, they knew Biden was mentally ill. Like, how can you not know that? That's how hosed and brainwashed they have them. And my brother, God bless him, smart guy. Very liberal. We disagree on just about everything, but he really didn't know. He wasn't pulling my foot, my toe. He did not know. Like, how could you? Wow, you didn't know. So once again, Alex Thompson, Axios, this is for the left, okay? This isn't for us. They know we know. They know we have their number. They hate us for it, but they respect us for it. They don't respect their sheeple. Not at all. You want to hear how they got us here? Keep in mind, okay? This was them just last year. Remember Cheap Fakes? Oh, if you go see a video of Biden's brain breaking, it may seem shocking, but they're all doctored. Don't worry.
They are Cheap Fakes video. They are done in bad faith. The right-wing critics of the president have a credibility problem.
What they're going to see is deep fakes, cheap fakes.
The White House is calling Cheap Fakes. Amplified on conservative media are highly, highly misleading.
We're hearing about so-called cheap fakes. It's playing out on right-wing media. And all of this is to try to make the case that Biden is slipping, he's confused, and so on.
Cheap fakes. But what it is truly deceitful behavior that is not rooted in truth.
Okay. Everyone in that montage, this is what's interesting, is a member of the White House press corps. What does that mean? You're around him all the time. Like more than I am. I'm not, I was never around Biden and I knew he was gone. You did too. You did too. They had to cut stuff so you couldn't see it. That's who was telling you, oh, it's cheap fake. It's all fake. And now you didn't know?
President Biden's decline and its cover up by the
Wait,
people
stop.
Around
Before
him.
You know what? I'm going to say this up better. This guy, Alex Thompson, understand this. He's not just some guy from Axios. He's in the White House press corps. He covered Biden, was around him, claiming he did not know. This is crazy.
President Biden's decline and its cover up by the people around him is a reminder that every White House, regardless of party, is capable of deception. But being truth tellers also means telling the truth about ourselves. We, myself included, missed a lot of this story.
No, you didn't. You lied, bud. Texter rates the great pretend. Yeah, that's what I call it. The great pretend. Tara, great name for a book. We need to write about the big deception of Joe Biden. By the way, text me 800-905-0989. Now, the texter writes, India and Pakistan are on the brink of conflict. Yeah, I know. I'm not worried about it. It'd be fine. They got too much going for them. Now, okay, you know what that is, but look at the timing. Who pulls Pakistan strings? Who? Who? China! Look at the folks! Come on, could it be any more obvious than terror attack? Look at the timing. J.D. Vance was like touching down for the India trade deal. You know what this is, too? It's desperation. You know what it shows? India was forced to choose China or America. Because keep in mind, India was basically in league with China, I don't know, 6 months ago, trying to destroy our currency. We said, choose, damn it. Choose. India chose. You kind of saw that, right? Yeah. That $70 billion Apple manufacturing deal. Bye-bye. Not in China anymore. China is pissed. They're desperate. And they pulled a string in Pakistan. That's all that is. It's going to be okay. Well, Chuck Schumer has sent a strongly worded letter on behalf of his terrorist recruitment friends. He wants them to have free speech, First Amendment speech that can continue doing what they do, which is terrorist group recruitment. Hamas is a terror group designated since the 1990s as such. Trump had nothing to do with that. Same designation as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They are no different. Democrats are trying to get them a beachhead on our campuses. These very rich universities, which, by the way, after finding out how rich these universities are, I don't know why they need any tax dollars at all. I'm honestly baffled. They have billions and billions. I mean, tens of billions in their funds. But they're mad. They're mad at Trump because they want Hamas and Hamas's advocates to be able to recruit, provide material support, which is a crime on campus, while on visas. Again, this is material support for terror. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is from the Washington Free Beacon. Headline, Democrat senator visits detained Columbia activist. Oh, okay, just an activist. What did he say? He said, quote, he can empathize with Hamas's decision to massacre Jews. Great guy. Okay. Well, did he do anything else? Well, yeah. See, here's the problem with him. He praised the three terrorist leaders of the Al-Qassim Martyrs Brigade who were killed, including his cousin. Who are the Al-Qassim Martyrs Brigade? Remember the guys on hang gliders? The ones on the hang gliders. The ones who flew right in and massacred those kids at the concert, raped the women, killed the men. Those guys. Brave martyrs? You rape unarmed women and murder them? Yeah, they're brave. They're great. This is who they're defending. Folks, Madawi praised three terrorist leaders in the Al-Qassim Martyrs Brigade who were killed, including his cousin. Why are the cousins of the leaders of the Al-Qassim Martyrs Brigade in America on visas? Why are they even here? We couldn't find anybody else to go to school here. His cousin was a prominent field commander, whom he called a fierce resistance fighter. I wonder how many women he raped. Or was he just videoing? Or was he one of the ones execution style shooting people in the head? I just was wondering which one of those he was. He bravely died in the attack. Well, I don't know how brave it was. They were unarmed, innocent civilians. This is who we're talking about. Folks, Assistant DHS Secretary Trisha McLaughlin explained what you have to do to just keep your visa.
We are still telling students, and it remains to be true, that if you glorify terrorists, if you push Hamas propaganda, if you are supporting terrorist organizations that relish the killing of Americans, if you're harassing Jewish students, there's a very good chance that your visa will be terminated, revoked, and you will be sent back home. Students and anyone here on a visa should remember that they are a guest in this country. It is a privilege, not a right to be here.
It's not hard to keep your visa or your spot at Columbia.